I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning. It's the John Osterlin Morning Show. And there's no truth to the rumor that doctors have given a bunch of mice and Keith Richards the coronavirus. And and Keith Richards is, by the way, doing great. He's doing fantastic. There is good news, and it's the John Osterlin Morning Show, New Orleans live and local morning radio show here. There is good news out of Wuhan, China, where this thing started, the epicenter. Evidently, for the last couple of days, there's been no new cases. Yeah. That is good news. Now, it started there in December. And here we are in March. So let's see. Boy, December, January, February, March. It's about 3 months, 2.5, 3 months. I hope it, us being locked down here in the United States of America doesn't last that long. But there is some good news as reports out of Wuhan, China. Now, this is what they're telling us. Remember. They are communists, so we don't know if everything they tell us is always the truth, but they said for the last couple of days now they've had no new cases of coronavirus in Wuhan, China. And yesterday, the president here, Donald Trump, called coronavirus China virus. And he's called it that a few times. I guess I don't think that's politically correct, but our president has never been known to be politically correct. He's not a politician until he ran for president.
I think first he called it a foreign virus last week, and they gave him crap for that, and then now he calls it the Chinese virus.
Some people are offended by that, and if you've been listening to this radio show, you know, I've said on a few occasions, there's really nothing that offends me, so I don't get offended by that. But that's where it started.
Yeah, Wuhan, China.
Wuhan, China. And over the last couple of months, there were people on CNN that were calling it the China virus.
At least six people have died from the Wuhan coronavirus.
The Wuhan coronavirus.
The Wuhan virus.
The Wuhan coronavirus.
The Wuhan coronavirus.
And the Wuhan coronavirus.
Wuhan coronavirus.
The Wuhan coronavirus.
Travel bans for the outside invasion of the disease. That's not the
way Chinese coronavirus that they've been
that's not
the first U.S. case of Chinese coronavirus.
China's coronavirus outbreak.
China's coronavirus.
China's coronavirus outbreak.
China's coronavirus.
Just how bad is China's coronavirus crisis?
China's coronavirus outbreak.
China's coronavirus outbreak.
China's coronavirus outbreak.
China's coronavirus.
So
China's coronavirus. China's coronavirus.
You get the point. They were all calling it either China's coronavirus or the Wuhan virus. And then all of a sudden, they must have got the word from somebody saying, stop saying that, you're offending people. Well, where the hell did it start? And if you're listening right now, are you offended by that? Again, I don't
think anybody was offended by it. They were just trying to find something to tag on him to make him seem xenophobic or racist. Like, once he said it, somebody said, hey, I have an idea. Since he called it the foreign Chinese virus, let's use that as a... Because they're going to do everything they can to chop them down then, yeah.
Although he's using the term China virus, he's demanding to know who in the White House used the phrase Kung Flu. He wants to know who started calling it the Kung Flu. He didn't do that. So, again, I wish as I got older, things started offending me, but it's the opposite. Nothing offends me. Does that bother you? Be honest. Text us. Does it bother you that the president is calling it the China virus? That's where it started. Our number is 504-260-9595. Text us. Does that bother you, or do you think people are making a big deal out of nothing when it comes to that? Because that's kind of how I feel here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlin Morning Show, New Orleans' live and local morning radio show. And this is the time of our show where we look at today in history, and we call the segment,
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
March 19th.
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
It was today in 1982. This totally sucked. But Randy Rhoads, Ozzy Osbourne's guitar player, in the first two albums that Ozzy had after he left Black Sabbath, or after he was fired from Black Sabbath. Randy Rhoads is killed in the plane in which he was flying, buzzes Ozzy's tour bus, and then crashes. You know, what's interesting about that, people look back now and they say Randy Rhoads is one of the greatest guitarists of all time. I mean, the work he did, that guitar playing on those first two Ozzy Osbourne solo albums, were incredible. But what a lot of people don't realize, he was set to leave Ozzy Osbourne's band. He wanted to do other things. And Ozzy actually punched him in the face.
Wow.
At one point. He said, I don't want you to leave my band. But Randy Rhoads was going to leave Ozzy's band because he was into classical music. He was into a lot of stuff. And he didn't want to get pigeonholed as being just a heavy metal guitar player. The guy was incredible, but what a lot of people don't realize is that he was getting ready to leave Ozzy's band.
You know how good you have to be for people to be willing to punch you in your face by saying you're leaving?
Well, Ozzy had it going with that band, and yeah. He already had been thrown out of Black Sabbath. He's like, okay, I finally got something here again. I'm doing well. I'm making money. What do you mean you want to leave? So, but that happened today in 1982. That was sad. And by the way, Randy Rhoads was in the band Quiet Riot, and then he left them to join Ozzy. March 19th.
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
It was today in 1974, Jefferson Airplane renamed itself Jefferson Starship. That confused a lot of people, even to this day. It's like, why? What was wrong with Jefferson Airplane? I guess they have a couple of new people, and they changed their sound a little bit. And when you listen to the classic Jefferson Airplane, and then you listen to some of the Jefferson Starship hits, it sounds like two completely different bands.
Well, there you go. You know, airplanes can only fly so high, but starships can take you out the stratosphere.
Yeah, Coleman, you're right. Why settle yourself be an airplane when you can go a lot farther? And finally, March 19th.
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
This is interesting. It was today in 1971 the number one pop song in the United States was Janis Joplin's Me and Bobby McGee. That song, now she had already died when that song hit the radio. That song is the second posthumous number one song of the rock and roll era. And again, it came out 6 months after she already died. And you know who wrote that song? She didn't write that song. Actor and musician Kris Kristofferson wrote that song, Me and Bobby McGee. But that's the one she'll always be remembered for. And that's our segment that we call
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
And we're going to open up the phone lines, too. I mean, you can text us if you have any questions, what's going on. We asked you to text us if you're offended by the term Chinese flu or the Wuhan flu. Some people are, oh, that's xenophobic. That's racist. Well, wait a minute. Isn't that where the damn coronavirus started? They said it came out of some bat in Wuhan, China. Does that offend you? Again, nothing really offends me. So, but the president used it yesterday, and some people are upset about that. You could text us, or you could call us. It's the same number number that you text. You can call us at 504-260-9595 here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only, classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only, classic rock station. You know, in our segment we just did, Why Today Doesn't Suck, I mentioned that today in 1971, the Janis Joplin song, Me and Bobby McGee, went to number one on the charts. You know, and she'd already died. She'd been dead 6 months. And I said that was the second song, posthumously, that went to number one. That was the second song in the rock era that went to number one after the person who sang it died. Let's grab a phone call.
I'm Bill from Luling. Hey, I just had a question. Who was number one to Me and Bobby McGee?
Otis Redding, Sitting on the Dock of the Bay. That was the first song to hit number one on the Billboard charts after someone died. He died real young, Otis Redding, and Me and Bobby McGee from Janis Joplin was the second song to do that. So in the rock era. And the other thing about the Janis Joplin song, she didn't write that song. Kris Kristofferson wrote that song, but that's the song she'll always be most known for. Thank you for the phone call. We opened up the phone lines this morning. During these this insane time we're living in with the coronavirus. Coming up, when do you hear what this stripper wants to do? She's looking for a scientist who can come up with a cure for the coronavirus. That's coming up here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. In these crazy times, these times we're living in, that we've never seen anything like this before. And the big question is, will life get back to normal sooner or later? That's the big question. We mentioned earlier how in communist China, they said for the last couple of days they've had no new cases of the coronavirus in Wuhan. That's where it all started. Again, what, there's a billion and a half people in China. They're communists. Do you believe what they're saying? I mean, that's finally a little bit of good news, because it started there in December, and we're sitting here now in mid-March, so that would be a couple of months at least. 2.5 months, and if what they're saying is true, again, we have no idea how long life as we know it in the United States of America will be put on hold for. So, but there's a porn star who said she'll do sex with the first scientist to cure the coronavirus, to cure COVID-19, as if saving humanity wasn't enough for these scientists who are scrambling to come up with a cure for the coronavirus. Russian porn star Lola Taylor.
She's a babe.
She's also known as Lyubov Bushunova.
Close enough.
Really? She has Bush in her name? She's 27 years old. She's currently self-isolating at her home in Moscow, and she claims that she'll be arrested if she leaves her home. But she wants to leave, so she says that she's willing to do sex with the scientist who comes up with the cure.
I have a few fantasy scenarios when I heard about that story. One, what if the scientist that comes up with a cure is another female? Or what if the scientist that comes up with another cure is a male that just happens to be married? And would she still do sex with him if it was one of those cases? Or did she just assume that the scientist is going to be a male scientist?
Coleman Wall, if you want some of the answers to those questions, maybe you could get Lola Taylor on the phone. And what do you think? I know what this Russian porn star. And by the way, if it's a female scientist, wouldn't that be something that for women's rights?
Do we have long distance on our phone? Can we call Russia?
Are they taking calls now in Moscow?
I don't know. I'll check during the break, but I have a few questions.
Yeah, well, we'll see. And you know, if the scientist is married, then I'm sure that he'd either have to get permission from his wife or maybe find something else to do, because his wife probably wouldn't want him to be with Russian porn star Lola Taylor. And if a scientist finds the cure for that and then takes her up on her offer, who knows? He may catch something else. Well, he is a scientist. So, all right, coming up, wait till you hear what a strip joint in Las Vegas is doing.
I like the direction this show is going.
During the coronavirus shutdown of the United States of America. Wait till you hear what this place is doing. That's coming up here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Texas Senator John Comey said that China is to blame for the coronavirus because they eat bats over there. And that's the story, that this came from a bat in China, this whole coronavirus that has the whole planet being put on hold, like the way we knew it. As a matter of fact, there is escalating tension between the United States and China, and it's having some ripple effects. Last night, for dinner, I ordered from a Chinese restaurant, and my fortune cookie said, "Go to hell," when I opened it up. But it was a good meal. All right, coming up next, we're gonna tell you some other ways people are trying to deal with these unprecedented times here in the United States, including a strip club in Las Vegas, and there are parking tickets all over cars in the city of New Orleans. What, really? You're smacking people with parking tickets now during this time? And the city says they're going to do something about that. Stay tuned for those reports coming up here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show, New Orleans live and local morning radio show. Obviously, during this time that we're living in, we've never seen anything like this before, with the United States being put on hold, life as we know it being shut down due to the coronavirus. And New Orleans, we make our money via tourism. And we're going to be hurting for a while. If tourists aren't traveling, they're not coming here because of the coronavirus. And you know the situation when it comes to restaurants and bars. Bars are shut down. Restaurants are allowed to be open for delivery and takeout. And if you need to see the list, we have got a big list of all the restaurants that are open for delivery and or takeout. It's on our website at bayou957.com. Just click on the open box. And then we've got them for all neighborhoods of New Orleans. It's a big list. We got them for Metairie and Kenner. Also, Harahan, River Ridge, Elmwood, Jefferson, the West Bank, the North Shore, and St. Bernard Parish. Go to our website if you want to know which restaurants are open for delivery and takeout. It's real important that we help them get through this time. Use them and go to the website to find out exactly where they are and where you can bring your business, because they desperately, they need us now in this time. Obviously, New Orleans hit hard. Las Vegas is basically shut down as well. They're hit very hard. There's one strip joint in Las Vegas that's trying to do something a little bit different. They're thinking outside the box. Even though they're not supposed to be open, they are open, but they are playing by all of the rules that they have been given when it comes to social distancing. They don't want to spread the disease. They don't want to spread the virus. So this one strip club has social distancing drive-through shows.
Yeah! Woo-hoo! Yes! Woo!
It's the jiggle joint is known as Little Darlings, and they have a new service that they have. Patrons can drive their car into the parking lot, and there's a 10-minute show from the comfort of their cars for $100. And they can sit in their car. It's a different type of drive-through service. And the stripper is at least 6 feet away because of the 6-foot separation rule they have. And they're trying to help people out. They're offering that. So some people are giving them a little bit of crap for opening up, but at least they're still following all the rules and they're playing by all the rules you need to play by.
Why would they give them crap? If they're 6 feet of distance and the people are safe in their car, what can go wrong? So does the car, since you're in your car, I'm guessing you get to play your own music too, instead of having the DJ, you know, playing their music that they want, hear the hits, and have champagne come out there and dance for you. You can put your own little aux cord in there and pick what you want them to dance to for a little while.
Well, that's a good point, Coleman. You could listen to exactly the song you want to listen to while you're getting your drive-through performance by the stripper. And to answer your first question, it's no matter what people try to do, there are always going to be a segment of society that are gonna rip them and say, what the hell are you doing? You're supposed to be closed. But they're playing by all the rules.
Yeah, and what, $10 a minute? What, 10 minutes, $100? And then you get tips. You got the tip, too, bringing singles. And make sure you clean your windows, too, because you don't want to have a dirty view of the stripper.
Well, some people are thinking outside the box, and that's one of the places that's doing that. All right, coming up on the show, even though there aren't nearly as many cars driving around the city of New Orleans, there's still a ton of parking tickets. I noticed that yesterday. There are parking tickets all over the place. And the city was questioned about that last night. They say changes are coming. We'll explain coming up here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. So there is some good news stories coming out during this insane coronavirus time here in the United States. In Arkansas, a company that owns a bunch of properties, they told their restaurants to pay their employees instead of paying them for rent. So that's pretty cool. Young Investment Company said that it would not expect its restaurant tenants to pay April rent. They said in an effort to do our part, Young Investment Company will not expect its restaurant tenants to pay April rent. We ask that you use this money instead to pay your employees and take care of your family. Stay strong. We will get through this together. We need to see more stories like that across the country. And Mississippi, that state is passing a bill as we speak that will pay teachers and pay city and county governments while this is going on. So, well, I mean, the teachers is the good part there, but they're also gonna pay themselves. They're gonna pay the governments and the city and county governments. So there are things happening that are trying to take care of some people during this, again, completely unprecedented time in the history of our country. And coming up next, here in New Orleans, there aren't nearly as many cars on the streets these last few days, obviously, as there normally are. But you know what? There are still plenty of parking tickets all over those cars. But the city says changes are coming when it comes to that. That's next. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning, John Osterlund here with you. It's New Orleans Live and local morning radio show. And even though there aren't nearly as many cars on the road here in New Orleans ever since the United States of America has been put on hold during this coronavirus, I noticed over the last couple of days walking around the city that there were still fairly a lot of cars parked on the side of the road, and they had parking tickets. And now, should the city be sticking it to people like that when, geez, a lot of people aren't able to go to work? And I said this the other day, and I still believe it. When the federal government closes down a big chunk of the United States of America, which they have done, and many people can't go to work, shouldn't have to pay rent this month, shouldn't have to pay mortgage this month. I still haven't heard anything about that yet. But how do they expect us and people to pay when they've been told by their own government to stay home and not work? So I wasn't the only one who saw these parking tickets over a bunch of cars. You know who I know? I know Travers Mackle over at Channel 6, WDSU here in New Orleans. And, you know, he's got a twin brother, Fletcher Mackle. And everybody thinks it's just the Mackle twins. But there's a third Mackle. He's not as smart or he's not as good looking as those two. And I don't think they let him out of the house. He's up in the attic in their house in Mid-City. I think his name is Conrad Mackle. So there's really a third Mackle, the Mackle triplets, but we only see the two, the Mackle twins, because they've done well in life. Well, anyways, the investigative reporter, Travers Mackle for WDSU, he did a report last night about what's up with these parking tickets when people are struggling here in New Orleans.
Morgan, thank you. Parking tickets and citations are still being issued in the city of New Orleans, as the city says people should continue to adhere to all parking laws. Take a look at this. This is video someone gave us of parking control officers on the streets issuing tickets today. The city says no one should park illegally, but that will soon change.
We are effective very shortly going to relax parking enforcement in front of businesses that do to-go and take-out delivery, where you have frequent sort of comings and goings. That isn't a, I'm not going to define it any more than what I just said. Relaxation, case-by-case basis, our parking enforcement officers are out there and working.
And right now, all penalties are waived, meaning if you got a ticket about a month ago and it's due today, you still owe that payment, but there will be no penalty for being late if you can't afford to pay up right now.
How about that? Could you imagine the to-go and take-out restaurants that are trying to survive, and I could just picture the meter maids hanging around out front of there, just waiting for people.
Oh yeah, that bit enough because you know there were a few of them had some unpaid vacations because they were twerking, and so they had to make their money back some kind of way. So they're a bit bitter and they want their revenge. So they probably sticking it to everything they could right now to make that money back right. up.
We talked about that last week on the show. Five New Orleans meter maids twerking in uniform. They were disciplined. One of them lost their jobs. But good work over there by Travers Mackle, one of the flying Mackle triplets over at WDSU. And again, if you are looking to find out what restaurant is still open, at least for takeout and curbside pickup, go to our website. We have a ton of them up there. And if you live anywhere in the New Orleans metropolitan region, you'll find something near you. And you could also add to that list if you or you know somebody who has a restaurant that is open for curbside service and takeout to-go orders. You could find that on our website at Bayou957.com. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. So Coleman and I were just talking off the air, and you can't believe that we've gotten to this point in this country with this with this coronavirus. Coleman can't, he's having a tough time wrapping his arms around the fact that, that this could happen. And it's hard to believe when you think about it, that a virus that came out of China could basically shut down the United States of America. If not the virus, the media reaction to it.
Right. That's the part I can't wrap my head around.
Because most people who get this, they're going to get it. They'll be sick for a couple of days, and then they're gonna be fine. It's the elderly and the people with weak immune systems that we're looking out for. With our country being put on hold like this, but it's almost like waking up every day in the Twilight Zone, walking around in ghost towns all over America.
You know what I kind of compare it to? Not to downplay the severity of the virus and the seriousness of it. But it kind of brings me back to 1999 when there were three scares. There were three camps of people, and it didn't go worldwide. It's just a few fringe groups. One believed that the Y2K virus was going to shut down all the computers and there might be a nuclear holocaust.
I remember that.
And they flipped out over Y2K. Then there were the numerologists and the Nostradamus people that said Nostradamus predicted that the world was going to end. And then there were the Christians that thought the rapture was going to happen. And they sold all their properties and they sold all of their stuff because they thought at midnight they were going to be raptured with Jesus. So they sold like those.
Boy, that would have been something, huh?
Yeah, but those were fringe groups. This is like everybody's actually participating with this one, though. You get what I mean? So I remember when that was happening and everybody looked at those people like, whoa, you're going a bit overboard. But now with this.
Coleman, we have no choice but to participate.
I know, man. But when you look at the death tolls of people that die of pneumonia every day, tuberculosis every day, influenza every day, the numbers of the coronavirus of the people that die every day aren't even comparable. I mean, it's bad, don't get me wrong, but the way we're reacting to it, I still cannot, I just can't bring myself there, you know, to.
Well, hey, in Wuhan, where this started in China, they report no new cases of coronavirus for the first time since the outbreak. The outbreak there started in December, so like two and a half months. Jesus, if that's what we're looking at for the country being shut down, that'd be a big problem. And can you even believe what the people in China say? I mean, they're communists. I mean, can you even believe what they say? But they did say in Wuhan, the epicenter of all of this coronavirus, they report no new cases of it for the first time since the outbreak. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning, John Osterlund here with you. It's New Orleans, live and local morning radio show. It really is like waking up in the Twilight Zone every morning. as we're dealing with this whole coronavirus situation. And it's interesting, on the internet, Netflix is being urged to slow down their streaming to stop the internet from breaking. Because with not only America being shut down as we know it until further notice, it's like this in many other places around the globe, and the European Union is urging Netflix and other streaming platforms to stop showing video in high definition to prevent the internet from breaking under the strain of unprecedented usage during the coronavirus pandemic, because so many more people now are using that at the same time because there's really nothing else to do. I don't know if that's possible. I don't know if the internet can break. I know.
It can. It can. If it's overcrowded, too many servers, it is a finite resource to have all these streaming services, the data that's used, the information and all that. It can be broken.
Coleman, people use that cliche a lot, though. You know, when someone puts out a picture, like if Kim Kardashian puts out a picture of her butt,
mm-hmm.
you know, oh, the internet just broke. You know, if a lot of people
but it has
flock
happened.
To that.
It has happened. There was a Eminem song that came out last year, and when it was put on YouTube, it broke YouTube because so many people were trying to see the video all at one time, and it did break YouTube for a little while. It took them a good little while to fix it. So it's possible if too many people use the same streaming services or the same servers, depending on their location, it can break the internet.
That's all we need.
We might need that. No, we literally might need that. We might need the internet to break for a little while so people can kind of clear their heads from all this this gook that's coming out of social media.
And on the subject of the internet and social media, the coronavirus is stretching Facebook to its limits. There's been a lot of people over the last several days complaining that their Facebook posts are being removed, are being taken down, and they don't understand why, because all they're doing is putting out information but from what I understand and everything I've read, most of the people who work at Facebook in the Silicon Valley, they're working from home and they can't do what they normally do from the office.
Right.
So I guess the algorithms are what's taking the stuff down. If they happen to see a word or see whatever, and because they don't want to be accused of spreading misinformation. Well, yeah. On their platform.
Yeah, Facebook has a department, and all they do is look at reported posts to see if they should be deleted or not, or if it violates the Facebook terms and services. Well, Facebook is also adhering to the social distancing, so the people that would usually scan through all your Facebook pages to see whether they're going to put you in Facebook jail or not aren't there. So they just left it to a computer, and they put certain buzzwords in this algorithm computer that senses when a word comes up too frequently, if it triggers that buzzword, it automatically deletes the post or prevents you from posting it. And yeah, so that's what's going on right now. If your post has been deleted for whatever reason and you're trying to figure out why, it's probably got caught up in that algorithm.
That's why, because most of their employees are working from home and they can't do what they normally do. Because people, I see them on Facebook and they're like, I can't believe it. Facebook sucks. Why are they taking it? I didn't say anything negative. That's what's happening with that. And that's the other thing. The people I see that complain and bitch all the time about Facebook, while they're on Facebook, just ripping it, complaining about it. If you're that mad at Facebook, get off of Facebook. It's almost as if Facebook is like a drug or like alcohol. You know, someone who's got a cocaine habit and they're trying to kick it. And they're like, this damn cocaine, it sucks. And then they keep going back. Yeah. You know, Facebook is for some people, it's I guess it's like their drug.
Yeah. The same people that go to Twitter for the outrage. They go to find stuff to get mad at so they can tweet angry tweets. Oh, look at this. Can you believe this happened? I can't believe this has happened. Look at all this. And they always share all the negativity out there. So
look,
maybe the internet being broken isn't such a bad thing.
Look, make the best out of whatever situation we're in. I've always been an optimist. This totally sucks, but we're going to get through this. The only question is it going to be sooner or later? It's the John Osterlin Morning Show here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. So for the last few days, I have said that when our federal government shuts down the majority of the country, that we can't expect it to be paying rent and mortgage, make those payments until the federal government says, okay, you can go back to work. You know, we can get back to life as we know it, because, much of the country is shut down right now. Haven't heard anything along those regards yet. But yesterday in the city of New Orleans, a few people who rent apartments from a company from Metro-wide apartments, they had notes on their front doors saying, attention all tenants, despite the current circumstances, all the following will still apply. All rent is still due and remains due on the first of every month. Late fees will still be applied to all delinquent accounts. Tenants are responsible for bringing rent to our office on time. Evictions will continue. And then it says, we are open to try to work with you.
Oh.
Again, that came from Metro-wide Apartments. They have a lot of apartments here in New Orleans. So a few of the renters took those notices and brought them to local media. And then one of the journalists for NOLA.com, the New Orleans Advocate newspaper, went out and talked to a landlord who works for that company. His name, Joshua Bruno. And after the media member was asking him about that, he disavowed the notice. And he promised that his company, Metro-wide Apartments, would issue a new message. So isn't that something that they went around yesterday putting those notices on people's doors, and then people complained about it? They went to the local media, and then the local media got the landlord to say, okay, well, we won't do it that way.
It's funny how media attention makes people change their tunes. I've been noticing that the last few weeks, too, ever since this coronavirus. Somebody would make a stand on something. We was talking about the Kid Rock club, the Kid Rock restaurant.
In Nashville
that tried to stay open. But then, you know, somebody brought it to the media, then it got around, and they were forced to comply.
That's right. And I told you, look, local radio is important anyways, but local radio is really important in times like this, just like the rest of the local media. And that's why we're here for you. You could text us, call us if you have any questions about what's going on.
At least they're using it for this instead of, you know, the cancel culture like they usually do.
Yeah. Well, and look, the local media is keeping our eyes open on what's going on around here when most other people basically have to stay home. But I thought that was an interesting story. What would make them put those notes up yesterday? I mean, it's not even near the end of the month. I guess they just wanted to tell people, hey, things aren't changing. I don't care about a coronavirus or not. I don't care about a global pandemic. And I still say what I've said from day one of this thing. If the federal government shuts down the majority of the country, which they did, we should not be expected to pay our mortgage payment or our rent payment until the federal government says, okay, it's cool. You can go back to work now. Coming up next, it's the dumbest thing I read all morning. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7. New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning, John Osterlund here with you. And it's time for us to tell you the dumbest thing I read all morning. Person under coronavirus lockdown in Spain tries to leave house dressed as T-Rex. You hear this story? Spanish police have urged citizens to remain indoors during the COVID-19 state of emergency after encountering one citizen on the street dressed as a dinosaur. And this happened in a Spanish town. I guess someone was just losing their minds, being trapped in their homes, and they figured the best way that maybe they could fool people, that they could get around the authorities there in Spain, is to dress up like a T-Rex dinosaur.
Yes, those T-Rex balloon animals, right? The ones that's kind of inflatable, and they had the little bobbleheads when they run. I think they had like a T-Rex race where they all dressed up as T-Rexes and try to run down the horse lanes and stuff like that. Those costumes are really popular. The thing is, they only come in one color, that orange kind of color.
Yeah. Well, this person didn't fool anybody. And the authorities in Spain there, they realized, no, there's someone in that costume. You know, now, if that person was able to, like, fly around and mm-hmm. go really, really fast, that might have had people scratching their heads. But no, it was just like a, basically looked like a mascot of a team whose name the T-Rexes.
The Quarantine T-Rexes?
Yeah. That's what it is. So it's not just here where people are getting a little stir crazy inside the house. But even during the coronavirus shutdown, there are still dumb things happening all the time. And this morning, the person under the coronavirus lockdown in Spain who tried to leave their house dressed as T-Rex, it's the dumbest thing I read all morning. Hey, coming up next on the show, we'll tell you what we learned this morning. And make no bones about it. This is China's fault, right? This is communist China's fault. They knew about this in December. They knew about it a full month before they told anybody else about it. They knew that it was going from person to person. They let people leave the area. They let people leave the country. And then they decided, oh, you know what? Well, hey, you better watch out for this thing. So, you know, it's not racist or xenophobic to blame the communist Chinese government for the fact that this global pandemic is upon us now. But we'll tell you coming up next what I learned on the show this morning here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. So if you want to see, there is video of the dumbest thing I read, dumbest thing I saw all morning, of the person who had just had it with being locked down, quarantined for the coronavirus in a town in Spain, tried to leave the house dressed as T-Rex, the dinosaur. I've got that video for you. It's on our website at bayou957.com. It's pretty entertaining. I don't know if we fooled anybody, but... Because people start going stir crazy, you know, you lock them in four walls for a while. And we don't know when we're going to be able to leave.
He should have went with the ninja outfit, not the T-Rex.
You think a ninja would have been better? Maybe you could have gone from tree to tree and something like that, Coleman. What'd you learn on the show this morning? Did you learn anything?
Yeah, I did. At first, a couple of weeks ago, when I was looking at like the NBA and empty arenas, WWE businesses that's complying with the coronavirus social distancing. At first, I thought they were really concerned about people's health, but then I learned that they're trying to avoid lawsuits because if anybody were to catch the virus at one of these events, class action lawsuits. So this is, and it was weird about that. That kind of puts my mind at ease because that's logical. You know, you don't want to get sued. So yeah, let's comply to avoid the lawsuits.
Well, earlier in the show, Coleman and I were talking about how the both of us cannot fathom what is happening right now. It's unbelievable that our country has come to a screeching halt as we know it because of a virus that came out of China that they knew about over there, the communists, but they didn't tell anybody about it for a month. They let people leave their country. And so I'm still having a tough time, and so is Coleman, wrapping my arms around the fact that our country as we know it is shut down until further notice. Because of a virus, and there are some people that believe it's not just the virus, it's the media going crazy with this.
Mm-hmm.
So,
You notice they're not really talking about the recovery numbers. They're only talking about the people that contracted it and the people that died from it. When you get updates and stuff like that from the news, it's always this many people died from it, this many people have confirmed to have it, but they never talk about the recovery numbers, which worldwide is at 80,000 plus.
That's so right.
More people are being recovered from it than actually contracting it. So it is slowing down the spread of it.
And look, while we are shut down here in New Orleans to life as we know it, we urge you, if you're able to support the local restaurants that are still open, that are, you can't go in there to sit down and have a meal, but you can get it to go. You can get curbside delivery. And we have a bunch of restaurants, not just here in New Orleans, but in Jefferson Parish and all over the metropolitan region. Go to our website, and you could find out who's open for curbside service. Give them a call. go pick up some food, tip them, and take it home and enjoy it. It's a way to help keep some of these people going, because this is absolutely devastating to the restaurant industry, what's happening right now. So to see the list of all the fantastic restaurants that are open for your either takeout or curbside delivery, go to our website at bayou957.com and go support those folks, because they desperately need it. It's our commercial-free ride here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.